And now this is a dictation for Lupe, L-U-P as in Paul E, Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, March 2136. Address as a letter to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, 463-2249. Dear Dr. Saxena, a follow-up for Mr. Ramirez, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, enlargement of the prostate, and prior left-sided partial nephrectomy. Last visit in January, comes accompanied with wife in person. He did have a cardiac cath, twice of them, one here in Alma, the other in Midland. One stent was placed. So far, he has three stents altogether. He complains of increase of lower extremity bilateral below the knees. He, however, does not do any salt restriction. Complaining of feeling fatigued, tired, low energy. He has also significant symptoms of reflux, but no regurgitation. Some nausea, but no dysphagia or vomiting. No gross abdominal pain or blood melena. Has not been doing any diet for this purpose. Drinks a lot of coffee, tea, chocolate, Coke, spices on the food, tomatoes, and others. He does elevate the head of the bed. Next paragraph, recently no chest pain palpitation, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen, no localized bone tenderness. He doesn't smoke or drink alcohol. Next paragraph, medication list review. Of the metformin for diabetes on Actos, alogliptin, A-L-O-G-L-I-P-T-I-N, blood pressure Norvas, losartan, atenolol, higher dose of Lipitor up to 80, Tricor Plavix, Trazodone, nitrates Inder, which is new, and Flomax is also new. So urology, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight is 155, blood pressure at home 130 over 60, today was 128.54 on the right side, alert orientation 3, attentive, normal speech, no hoarseness of the voice, no respiratory distress, lungs are completely clear without any RAL wheezes, consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rapor gallop, no gross JVD or carotid bruise, no palpable neck or thyroid lymph nodes, no ascites, masses, or tenderness, 2-class edema below the knees, half the way, bilateral without blisters or cellulitis, no neurological deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, creatinine at 1.9, which is above baseline, although it has slowly progressive over time. Present GFR will be 34, stage 3B. Electrolyte acid base was normal. Calcium normal, A1C diabetes 6.7, cholesterol appears well controlled, prior anemia back in December of 11.1 with a normal white blood cell platelets. There is no recent echocardiogram. I see the report of the cardiac cath. They reported normal systolic ejection fraction. Lesion on the LAD, diagonal. The procedure actually was that on for the right coronary artery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, question progression, new events at the time of coronary artery disease and IV catheter exposure in two opportunities, the first diagnostic, few days later, therapeutic. There is nothing, however, to suggest cholesterol emboli. Continue to monitor in a regular basis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of pulmonary edema. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, lower extremity edema. He is not doing salt or fluid restriction. He needs to do it. Some of this is related to medications, including Actos and Norvasc. I don't believe we need to do diuretics. I'm going to decrease the Norvasc to 5 milligrams instead of 10. He needs to discuss with you about potentially stopping the Actos. We will do diuretics if respiratory distress or pulmonary edema. Next number, hypertension well controlled. Next number, diabetes well controlled. Next number, cholesterol well controlled. Next number, symptoms of esophageal reflux. We discuss about diet changes. Next number, partial nephrectomy on the left-sided. Next number, symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. It started on Flomax. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. End of dictation. Next number, low level of monoclonal protein. We will keep it in mind. If progressive renal failure for further evaluation, end of dictation.